Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this is a broadcast from the heart of the American Redoubt, the Free Zones, the area that is strongly held by conservative patriots, largely Christians, in the inland Pacific Northwest states of Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and even eastern Oregon and Eastern Washington, formerly known as Eastern Washington. We call it Liberty State. Welcome, guys. I hope you had a blessed week. This is a tumultuous week in the news, watching our culture come unraveled. And that's what I want to talk about. Let me just get right into it because of time. It's going to go, just going to go so fast, like always. So, you know, I've often said there's this stage, this phase of marginalization, the dehumanization, demonization, criminalization, then litigation, then incarceration, and then extermination in the sequence of oppressing a people. And I can't tell you how much anti-Christian rhetoric I've seen just magnify. I'm in several chat groups with other patriots, Christians, pastors, and other leaders, where we discuss what's going on in the news. And even for those who are awake and aware, how astounded everyone is at the accelerated rate of the anti-Christian rhetoric, the violent rhetoric, and the anti-American rhetoric that's taking place, and the leadership that we are counting on to hold the line are showing signs of buckling under the pressure. So I'm going to talk about that, and we need to hold fast. We have to hold fast right now and cling to the Lord. Don't put your hope in any man. As much as we might appreciate what President Trump's doing, do not place your hope in man, or you will be sorely disappointed. Place your trust and your hope in Christ, the King of Kings, who is returning. But until then, we are in this world. Even though we're not of this world, we're in this world, and we do have dual citizenship. So we're citizens of heaven, but we are also citizens of wherever we happen to be living. For you and I, most of us, that means the United States of America. So we have a system of laws, a constitutional republic that has essentially been fully assaulted so long to the point where now we have a mob rule democracy. We even have so-called conservatives saying we have to protect our American democracy. And so we've really lost touch as far as where we stand. But this week I went to the post office and I noticed these flags flying at half mast around different places I was doing my running around. So I went into the post office and I said, why is the flag at half mast? And she said, because of the shootings, which I thought was interesting because this is not the first time we've had shootings or mass shootings. This is the first time I've seen the flags lowered to half mast. But we take so much life in this country on a daily basis. And what concerns me is the knee-jerk response. You know, as the leftists say, never let a good crisis go to waste. And right away, here's the headlines. Nancy Pelosi urges Trump to call Senate back to session so they can pass emergency gun control measures. Days after back-to-back mass shootings, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is urging President Donald Trump to call the Senate back to session to vote on several House gun control measures. Bills. No. The answer is no. And one of the things that they're focused on are red flag laws. I'm going to get into as much of this as I have time for today, and we'll be continuing on the rest And continuing with the part two of the series, Enemies Within, tomorrow night at our 8 p.m. podcast at RadioFreeRadio.com. But they're talking about red flag laws, which means if someone is deemed a danger, they can be disarmed without due process of law. President Trump is even saying we need to start taking a closer look at some reasonable gun control laws. Now, I love President Trump and what he's done, but he is from New York. He's surrounded and has been for many, many years by armed people to protect him. And you and I don't have that luxury. In an increasingly hostile world, we have the choice, the option in our country to exercise a God-given right, and that is of self-defense. I grew up in the gun culture like I know many of you did. And this is a very heavily armed culture. Myself, my family, my friends, and people that I'm associated with, not one of them has ever murdered anyone. Not one of them has ever abused the massive responsibility that comes with that right. But they not only enjoy them as a hobby and a sport, but they also know how critical the right to self-defense is against tyranny. And they all understand history and the lessons we've learned from that and what happens to a people who allow themselves to be disarmed by, especially by a system full of institutions that are increasing their hostile rhetoric toward a certain people. In this case, Christians of all people in America. Last year in 2018, December 2018, so what 9 months ago, it was posted over at Trump Army headquarters. It's an actual website, TrumpArmy.net. Pro-Trump supporters talking about the dangers of these red flag laws that the left is trying to push. And I'll just share just a little bit from their article. Ironically, the state where one of the worst school shootings in recent history occurred, Connecticut, red flag gun laws have been on the books since 1999. They obviously were not effective in stopping Adam Lanza from shooting up Sandy Hook Elementary School. Even more ironic is the fact that after the Parkland shooting, the Connecticut Mirror bragged about Connecticut being one of the first states to pass such laws, even though they did nothing to stop Sandy Hook from happening. California is another state where red flag laws, along with other stringent gun control measures, have been on the books for many years, and their gun-related homicide rate is 18% higher than before they passed these laws. We all know that gun control affects only those with no inclinations to hurt others. And what it does is essentially it criminalizes lawful-abiding citizens. Because there's no talk about disarming criminals. It's about disarming you and I, those of us who have no inclination to go shoot anyone up. But we do understand the importance of having the ability to defend against not just criminals, but against tyranny. So the New American, also over a year ago, almost a year and a half ago in 2018, ran a great article titled Red Flag Warning, States Confiscating Guns by Ignoring the Fourth Amendment. And it shouldn't surprise anyone that this culture, this country, this society, who calls this a democracy, not a constitutional republic, is so quick to get behind something like this. And now President Trump is talking about this. And there are even Republicans that are saying we may even need to consider looking at an assault weapon ban. Now, the emotions are high right now, and they're talking about criminalizing law-abiding citizens who have not harmed anyone, who are at not risk of harming anyone, save maybe an oppressor in the future or a criminal who might choose to harm them. At a time now when communists are arming themselves, talking about coming after Christians and conservatives, when cartels and gangs, organized gangs, now we have wars breaking out all over the world with more threats toward the United States than ever before. When civil defense should be paramount. At a time when the citizens, more than any other time, should have the ability to defend themselves, they are working the hardest to remove that ability to defend life, liberty, and property. This is a very dangerous time. But here's the article from the New American from last year, last March. An assortment of new restrictions on the Second Amendment in Florida also launched an attack on the Fourth Amendment as well. The New American noted last week, Florida's new red flag law abrogates the Fourth Amendment on the way to voting, violating the Second Amendment. Simply, let me scroll down here, because this is what it is. This is what it comes down to and what I'm leading up to. We think this is a new frontier. We don't have a perfect system in this country, and we can't stop every act of gun violence. This is a way for states. Now, this they're quoting this deputy director of Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety, who was all delighted about this gun confiscation. He says, we think of this as a new frontier. We don't have a perfect system in our country. We can't stop every act of gun violence. This is a way for states, underline, highlight, to take some care and be somewhat nimble when there is a dangerous case. In other words, a dangerous case, a dangerous somebody who could pose a danger. So who gets to determine who's a danger and who isn't? I mean, right now we've got so many people that pose a danger that are allowed to go free, that commit crimes, but they want to focus on the law-abiding citizen here, because we know that all of these red flag laws wouldn't have prevented these mass shootings. Matter of fact, these mass shootings often take place in places where they already have these type of strict measures, and they have no bearing. So what happened is, a year ago, they're talking about the dangers of these states passing red flag laws, laws that will disarm you, deprive you of property without due process of law, without being charged or not even charged, but convicted of a crime. You have committed no crime, but they're going to deprive you of property, which is unconstitutional. I want to point back that we do have a problem in this country. It is sickening and is sad that somebody would just mow people down. But we also see a common thread across these people that are doing this. And it's not you and me, the law-abiding citizen. There are several common threads that we see going through each of these mass shootings. Natural News ran an article 6 years ago identifying, this has been identified by several studies, every mass shooting over the last 20 years has one thing in common, and it's not guns. They point to psychiatric drugs, psychotropic drugs, antidepressants are common in almost every one of these shootings. Here's something, a new trend that we're seeing, and that is Satanism, increasingly present in mass shooters, as well as other common threads that we are seeing as well. Nearly all of them are leftist or registered Democrats, sexual confusion, transgenderism, sexually frustrated, and also ties to sexually violent histories where they're online. They go to these sexual predator type of websites where it's hardcore pornography that, I mean, how do I say this on a family show on a Christian radio station? It's really, really bad stuff. So this Connor Betts, the suspect in the Dayton mass shooting that was shot and killed by police last weekend, on his social media account described himself as a leftist, expressed pro-Satan views, there we go, and stated his support for Elizabeth Warren. So this is what's hitting all the conservative websites. And then I saw in my research, I saw Snopes. I'm like, oh, leftist Snopes. Right. They're going to say this isn't true. This has nothing to do with it. But I was surprised. They rate this as true. In their research, they describe this shooter as Ohio gunman describing himself as a pro-Satan leftist who supported Elizabeth Warren. They're saying this is true. And now they've got his tweets there. Apparently, on October 14th of 2014, this is how much has been boiling up in this young man. In 2014, so he's 20 years old then, he's tweeting Hail Satan Eternal, and he ended some of his tweets with hashtag Hail Satan. His Twitter bio stated that he was going to hell and not coming back. He also used the term leftist to describe himself in his bio. And though he had also tweeted or retweeted favorably about Bernie Sanders and progressive causes in general, Betts explicitly lent support to 2020 presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren on at least one occasion in response to a tweet suggesting Warren and fellow Democrat presidential hopeful Kamala Harris could be co-presidents. He said he would be happy to vote for Warren, but not Harris. So, and of course, that's because Harris is a cop. That's what he says. So police have stated that they're not close at all to figuring out a motive for the shooting, the specific claim. So now we've got this other stuff that's coming out that is pointing to his desire to, let me pull this up real quick. His desire to hunt people. His desire to hunt people. Insane anti-Trump protester goes berserk. Oh, wait. Oh, that's a different story. Another true story. But this one here is from the Daily Mail. Their screams, music, their pain, my pleasure. The Dayton shooter, his demonic notebook scrawls revealed he fantasized about massacres, hunting for humans, craving marijuana and speed, calling himself a sociopath, and hailed Lucifer. That was the shooter from last week. And by and large, most of the gun culture are conservative, patriotic Christians, and that's who they're targeting. They're going to try to disarm you and I by declaring us dangerous at some point through pre-crimes laws, depriving us of our right to self-defense, all in the name of saving lives. But they don't. So we're going to talk about that. Hunting people. He fantasized about hunting for humans. Interesting. There's a movie that's going to be released in September that it is built around leftist elitists hunting Trump supporters. Great timing, right? And we'll talk about that and more as much as we can squeeze in today in segment two. Segment one was brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com. Made right here in the American Redoubt. Kydex holsters and magazine carriers with a lifetime guarantee on everything they make. Check them out today at works.com. This is the voice of the American Redoubt. Stay right there.
Hi, I want to take a moment to let you all know about a great offer that will put up-to-the-minute intelligence and breaking news in your hands, often minutes or hours before you'll hear about it on the news or anywhere else. The director of Alerts USA and the editor of the Threat Journal, Steve Oxtokolnis, is offering a discounted subscription to all of you as listeners of Radio Free Redoubt and members of AMRON. The Alerts USA subscription is normally $99 a year, but if you click on the Alerts USA banner at RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com, that will take you through to a page where you can subscribe for just $75. Whether it's a natural disaster, active shooter, terrorist attack, or other rapidly developing security or emergency situation, you'll be among the first to know. Information is king, but accurate and timely information is priceless. I not only use Alerts USA, I count on it. However, if you're not able to pay for a subscription at this time, then you can still sign up for the free Threat Journal email subscription to get weekly intelligence briefs and stay in the know on what occurred in the previous days. Again, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com or AMRON.com and click on the Alerts USA banner.
To the voice of the American Redoubt. This is segment two, and segment two is brought to you by Riverfront Suites in St. Mary's, Idaho, on the beautiful St. Joe River, about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Six fully furnished suites. Go check them out for a little private weekend getaway at riverfrontsuites.com. Okay, so now I want to pick up where I left off. We were talking about the Satanist. Now, remember in Colorado last week, a couple of youths went on a mass shooting spree. One of them was a transgender. The other one's Satanist. And it's just, you know, this is a trend that we're seeing in online, in the rhetoric, and it's manifesting itself now. Here, if they're going to ban people from having firearms, it's, first of all, how about Satanists? How about Democrats? If you're a registered Democrat, you're dangerous. But see, that's not the way it's going to go. They're going to go for the conservatives that they deem dangerous, like this ridiculous, silly witch hunt trying to determine whether or not look at the timing of this, trying to ram through red flag laws to determine if somebody's dangerous, while the Democrats in Washington state are running this witch hunt to try to determine if Representative Matt Shea is dangerous, according to this independent investigation that they hired some investigator to do. And those around him, those who surround him, if they're dangerous. What are they going to do if they do determine that he's dangerous, according to this ridiculous, silly little report that they come up with? And they go, yes, we do. We have established he is indeed dangerous. What's next? They're going to start coming for conservative, Christian conservative, patriot firearms? And are they going to, if they do, are they going to use that as the template to set precedents for other people who hold the same values and beliefs as far as our heritage, our Christian values and our beliefs and owning firearms and standing against tyranny? Is that going to be the new standard? Very dangerous times, my friend, my friends in the listening audience. Now, there's a movie that's being released. It's called The Hunt, and it depicts Trump supporters being hunted for sport by liberals. These are elitists. Now, I know a lot of people in the patriot and conservative communities are pretty spun up about this. I saw the trailer, and understanding what it's about, I didn't get the same thing other than potentially the desensitization aspects of it. But really, it's kind of like Hunger Games, where which, you know, I've seen that. There's several books out. There's the Purge. There's other movies that go along this similar theme. Well, these rich elitists, instead of going to an island and, you know, having their way sexually with children, they do something a little bit different with this one. They hunt humans in this movie. So these rich people making disparaging comments about Trump supporters, and it's time to hunt some deplorables, pay to go on these extravagant hunts to hunt people who have been abducted, released into this large refuge, a game refuge, but for humans, right? And they hunt them down. But the trailer that I've seen, I have not seen the movie, but the trailer, the way it depicts it, it makes the deplorables look, I mean, it makes the elite people that are paying to go hunting look like eccentric, extravagant, bad people. And it makes the Trump supporters, actually, you find yourself rooting for them as the underdog who are being hunted, you know, to get back at the people that are, you know, hunting them. And so I'm not sure if this is really something. I'm going to watch the movie when it comes out because I want to be able to judge from the movie and not just from a trailer. But Universal Pictures set to release this thriller called The Hunt on September 27th, which features left-wing elites hunting Trump supporters for sport. In the past few days, we've been hearing a lot about Donald Trump's rhetoric is apparently to blame for the El Paso shooting, yet Hollywood apparently lacks the foresight to think that a movie promoting violence against deplorables might be in bad taste after the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, as only now is Universal rethinking their promotional strategies for the film. So this is going to be something, you know, interesting, you know, to watch. And also, I'm skeptical. This kid who wrote the manifesto in Texas, in El Paso, talking about all our country's being overran by all these illegals. And so he goes on a shooting spree at Walmart, but he shoots Americans and he doesn't go after, he's not what, who he actually shoots are American citizens. Evidently the overwhelming majority. It did not seem like he was specifically targeting illegal aliens that he claims was his impetus for carrying out this shooting. And when you read what they call his manifesto, it doesn't match up with what a 20-year-old kid would write. So I'm, you know, I have to say I'm skeptical, not to mention the fact that his online profile, which was screen captured as showing a leftist registered Democrat, showed just a couple hours later, showed him as a registered Republican. So somebody's tampering with online profiles and stuff. And we have no proof that this kid in El Paso authored that manifesto. It's not adding up, especially when we see the profile of these people who are actually carrying out these mass shootings. They're leftists, almost all of them. And so it just does not fit the profile. I'm very suspicious. But they're worried about saving lives at a time when we've killed, this year, 567,000 babies aborting them. And there's more statistics about the shootings. I mean, we're talking about how many people were shot last weekend, so we lower the flags to half-mast. But in 2017, Chicago alone lost, 650 people. 650 people in one city. We're not talking Baltimore, Philadelphia, New York, Los Angeles, on and on. So anyway, guys, I'm out of time. I'm going to talk about this some more tomorrow night at 8 p.m. You guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. Be safe. Go armed everywhere in defense of life, liberty, and property. God bless. This is John Jacob Schmidt out.